turnovers are the name of this game in this league, and we went out there and had two crucial ones and prime opportune moments for us to go down and change the momentum of the game. First one, didn't put the ball where I was supposed to put it. Second one, didn't put the ball where I was supposed to put it.
Did you think
Keyson
was going to turn
outside? That ball could have been caught. I could have put that ball exactly where it was supposed to be.
What about, does it make it even a little bit more painful that you were able to rally then in the fourth quarter and almost come back and pull
some out? Yeah, you know, I don't expect anything less. You know, this locker room is one that fights. This locker room is one that's never going to give up. And no game's ever over for us. But yes, when you have those performances in the fourth quarter, you definitely would like to have the same ones in the first and second.
Does it get frustrating when your receivers don't hang on to the ball?
No, you know, that's the name of the game. There's a lot of opportunities for me to put the ball in better places, and allow my receivers to have a better opportunity to catch the ball, based upon defensive leverage, based upon my straight up accuracy. In order for us to move forward as an offense, I got to make sure that the ball is in the right spot at the right time.
The touchdown drive at the end of the first half, did that give you guys, just a lot of excitement and hope going into the locker room that they could move the ball on them and pull this out?
Absolutely. You know, we can move the ball on anyone. I think that every team we've played so far, we've been driving the ball up and down the field. Once again, the name of the game is turnovers. When you're driving the ball and you turn the ball over, if you look at the game based upon momentum, we eliminate our momentum when we turn the ball over. We put our defense in tough positions to go out there with short fields and stop teams. If we can, limit our defense from those opportunities and maximize on our own, I'm sure that our win-loss ratio would be a little different.
Sean, you had to work with a lot of different receivers in your short time. Does it feel like you just not on the same page?
No, we're pros. We're supposed to be on the same page after one day of practice. And, we've gone out there and we've got quite a few reps. We're spending the extra time. I'm very confident in all the guys who are around me. Just got to make sure that, once again, the ball's in the right spot at the right time.
Leslie made an acrobatic catch. I don't think he was thrown to again. Is that just too new for him to be in the 12 game plan?
You know, with our style of offense and the system that we run, we're not necessarily setting up for certain guys to get the ball. We have a bunch of talent on this team, and it's on me to read the coverage and throw the ball where it needs to go. Unfortunately, after that play, the defense didn't allow us to get the ball back to them. We ended up giving the ball to other guys, and we're able to make plays other places.
How about Kenny's touchdown pass? There was 6:56 left in the game.
Yeah, when you have Jordan who makes that play, you have Kenny who makes that play. There's plays that are being made all over the place. Duke Johnson is lethal when the ball's in his hand. Those are the plays that make us move forward, that make us, excited to go into the next week to learn and take the next step, because we know we have the playmakers. We have the roster that's needed to go out and win games. We just got to make sure we're stopping it with the turnovers.
Putting 28 points on the board, even though you lost, is that starting to...
No, you can look at the score at the end of the game and it can tell a completely different story than the actual game. We come out and yes, we have a great fourth quarter comeback and we fight our butts off to get to have an opportunity at the end of the game to try to win the game. But in order for us to win games, we got to win in the first quarter, we got to win in the second quarter, and we got to sustainably play well on the offensive side of the ball from my perspective. Keep our defense out of inopportune moments and inopportune positions, and do our best to execute our job each and every play.
What do you think the problem was in the first quarter?
Lack of execution all the way around. In order to have success on offense, especially in the beginning of a game when defenses are throwing a new scheme at you that you haven't seen all week, it's on us to make sure that we understand our system, we understand our offense and our job, and to have 11 guys who are out there executing equally. And once you can do that, and you can do that early, then as defenses adjust and as you move throughout the game, you'll be able to have the upper hand and making sure that your offense is driving the game rather than defense that's coming at you.
What did you think of Trump's comments and the response to Browns ownership and players?
Once again, this is a tragedy in our country that we have to sit here and still have these discussions. I know for a fact that I'm no son of a bitch, and I plan on continuing forward and doing whatever I can from my position to, you know, promote the equality that's needed in this country. No, once again, we're professionals, and we keep our job, and the things that we do off the field is, you know, handled individually.
Are you encouraged to see, obviously, you guys have done a prayer on Monday Night Football, if you expect, but this is like a league-wide thing today. So many teams and owners getting involved. Is it encouraging to see the power in that?
Absolutely. I think that's when the first stand happened with Colin. That was the ultimate goal, is to be able to use our platform as a league to bring attention to the inequalities that are out there in our country. And as we continue to move forward and the conversation continues to grow, I think we're doing our job in terms of bringing the recognition to that.
Thank you.